All right, back at it again. This is Just a Kid from Idaho, and excited to talk about one of my favorite destinations that is kind of an underdog, and I think I found a new favorite travel city. My wife and I went to San Diego this past weekend, and I think San Diego is underrated. I don't think people give it enough credit for how great the city is. There's a lot to do, and just want to outline some things that I really liked about it. First of all, the weather. We were in when we were driving to the airport, there was snow on the road, cars were falling off, it's 20 degrees. So obviously the weather is going to be the number one factor, but it wasn't the most amazing weather. So weather wouldn't be the first reason why I felt like San Diego was awesome. I did enjoy wearing just a hoodie and pants and not having to worry about a coat everywhere I went. It was kind of nice that way, but San Diego was good temperature wise, so props to the weather. I think in the summer it would be, from what I remember, I've visited San Diego before, and I remember going, boogie boarding and playing by the beach, and I felt like it was pretty warm, and I definitely got some sun this week, but that might be because I don't have the highest exposure to sun here in Utah. So weather was a big plus. The second reason why I think San Diego is a great place to visit is everything seemed kind of central. Like other activities, other cities like Los Angeles or San Francisco or even San Jose, the Bay Area, Mountain View, that area. It seems like everything is just so far apart. Like you have like 5, 10 miles, and it takes you to half an hour to an hour to get to places. It was super convenient to use Uber. It was a quick $3-5 ride. And it got us to our destinations pretty quick. My wife and I still have some things that we wanted to visit but couldn't visit just because of time. But San Diego Temple is one of the prettiest temples of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, I think. A lot of people compare it to like a princess castle, and there's just a lot of pretty things about that temple, and it's fun to go to. So I would have liked to go there, but that's another big reason why I like San Diego. Another has to be the Mormon Battalion. It was a little different. My wife and I went there. I had been there previously as a I went with my family when we went to San Diego back when I was probably 12, 13-ish. And it was a little different, but it was cool to learn about the history of the pioneers and kind of how they got to San Diego, how they found San Diego. The other thing that I love about San Diego is the food. You're probably about, I haven't looked it up on Google Maps, but you're within an hour from the border of Mexico, and so you're gonna have some of the best Mexican food ever. I had some fish tacos that were so good. And then we went to a Mexican restaurant at night. And again, going back to the weather, you can sit outside at 6 or 7 o'clock at night and not have to worry about wearing a coat. It's still kind of that same temperature. And just a cool setting downtown, old, what they call Old Town San Diego. So I really enjoyed that. It was fun. Another thing that I want to go to down in San Diego eventually is there's a University of San Diego. They have a gym there where their basketball team plays. It's called the Jenny Craig Pavilion, and a lot of people have nicknamed it the Slim Jim.
And BYU plays there. So obviously, as a BYU fan, I'd love to go watch a game there. It's usually pretty competitive. San Diego usually has one of the top five teams in the league. So that would be another reason that I'd love to go there. Rumors are flying around that Bryce Harper might be going to the San Diego Padres. That would be another site to visit, and I'd be much happier if Bryce Harper chose the Padres over like the Phillies or somebody that's competing with my favorite team, the Atlanta Braves. I don't want him to go into the same division again as my favorite team, because that decreases their chance of both getting into the playoffs. And San Diego State University is always a great place to visit. BYU just recently played there this year in basketball. I would have loved to go see them play in Viejas Arena, but it is kind of a hostile environment for BYU fans from what I hear. They weren't too happy when Jimmer Fredette came down there and rocked the house. So I would have to say those are kind of things that I didn't see that I want to see. We went and toured the USS Midway, which was one of the biggest boats I've ever seen. They used to land planes. They had the deck on top is large enough to land planes. And just so much history behind that. It was cool to see all the underground kind of under surface level action that goes on in a submarine, between how they get their laundry done and how they eat, where they eat, what their barracks look like, I guess you would call their rooms, and kind of the whole operations. Some of the guys were down there for, I don't know how you could do this, but some of the guys are down there for like 90 days without ever coming up and seeing sunlight. That to me is, that's some strong mind strength. That's some, it's a killer ability to be able to focus for that long and not get sick, and the other to not get like super depressed. I'm the type of person, I don't think I could live in a place like Seattle or Portland where it's always raining, or Alaska where certain times of the year you only get like 3 or 4 hours of sunlight. So it's important to me to learn about the U.S. history as well. I think it's cool to learn, you know, how we innovate and how we continually develop our branches of the armed forces. So I think that's about it, but I think San Diego is a place that's definitely in my top five now in places to visit, and hoping to create a rankings one of these days. Maybe I'll do that at the end of the year, where kind of the best places to visit. Hoping to visit some cool places for work this year with different conferences that I have to go to. So this is me signing off. This is Kip from Idaho Podcast, and thanks for listening.